Washington's NFL franchise has found itself in hot water again, this time due to conduct surrounding its cheerleading squad in an effort I like to call losing off the field. A May 2nd New York Times story detailed a team trip to Costa Rica that featured several of the women who were forced then to do photo shoots in front of season ticket holders and sponsors and were allegedly used as escorts for men at local nightclubs. While the team has issued a statement denying many of these actions and saying that they will fire anyone who acted inappropriately, there is a whole lot of wrong to go around here. Number one, Dan Snyder has been putting his cheerleaders in any and every spot possible and hypersexualizing their existence under the guise of promotion for years. It's gross, and it's not part of the game. There are plenty of teams without cheerleaders, and nobody blinks about it. Cynically, this feels like a great reason to get rid of team president Bruce Allen. But more largely, the NFL needs to step in and do something about this, because clearly, left to their own devices, the franchise cannot handle respectful treatment of women in the workplace. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.